The Wonderful Love of Jesus by Maria Fontaine.
Thank you, Lord, for communion, a time we consecrate in commemoration of you and your death on the cross and your resurrection. Thank you for your great love which constrained you to come to earth and to live and to die when your plan was fulfilled, and to rise again. Even though you were here on this earth in human flesh, even though you had human feelings and were in all things tempted just like we are, you had to be willing to give your life for all mankind. You were here on earth like us, and you were having to make the greatest sacrifice ever asked of someone in human flesh. Yet you were willing. You said yes. So no matter how big a sacrifice you require of us, it's nothing compared to what you did for us. If God gave you the grace to suffer and die for us, then there's nothing that you can ask of us that we can't have the grace for, because you've promised to give it to us. Thank you for going before us and paving the way and setting an example that we should follow. You told us that, as your Father had sent you, so you send us, to preach the good news, to set the captives free, and to give our lives for those who you came to deliver. Praise the Lord for his unfailing goodness. We need the Lord so much to become more like him and to grow in his love. The words of the song, "I want to be more like you, Jesus," express it so well. Take these things that hinder me. Take my pride and vanity. Help me to understand you. Teach me how to love you. Won't you help me to be more like you, Lord? Take my heartache and emptiness. Deliver me from all worldliness. Take the chains that bind me. Put your arms around me. And please help me to be more like you, Lord. That's our prayer and our heart cry, to be more like you, Jesus, to know how to love you more. Jesus, O Jesus, my light and my guide, help me to follow close by thy side. Be thou my anchor, my rock, and my shield. Help me to love thee, help me to yield. Out of the darkness of sin I have fled. Radiant sunlight awaits me instead. Wonderful counselor, rest to my soul. Jesus, O Jesus, thy love makes me whole. Jesus, even as your Father sent you, so have you sent us. Your life was all about submission to your Father and obedience to his will. Help us to do your will and be the instruments that you want us to be. Thank you for your wonderful love that made it all possible, so that we could love you and love others and bring others into the kingdom through your love. Amen. You probably have experienced in your own life that when you step out by faith to do something that is difficult for you, once you've done it, it's easier the next time. That surrender, that moment of yielding to the Lord, does wonderful things in any area of our lives, in whatever the Lord asks us to do. When we struggle against change that the Lord is bringing into our lives, then everything looks difficult, and everything is a problem and a burden. But once we yield in something, we usually think, "Why did I have a problem with that in the first place?" When we yield to the things the Lord asks us to do, we often discover new opportunities or ways to move forward and make progress that we would otherwise have missed. Submission is having the faith to accept whatever the Lord has for us. It's a general acceptance of his sovereignty in our life. It is saying, "Whatever you want, I will do." Or as Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." It takes faith to submit to whatever the Lord asks us to do, and to trust in his plan and his will, even if we don't understand how it will work out at the time. The Lord is so wonderful that no matter how big our mistakes, missteps, or failures may be, he's much more interested in helping us to learn and grow through everything we face in life, so that we are being transformed into his image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. When we make mistakes or when we fail, and even when they're not mistakes but they're deliberate wrongs, if we repent and ask the Lord to forgive us, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Of course, if disciplining us will help us do better and that's the only way he can help us to change and grow, then maybe he's going to have to do so. But whatever the Lord does or allows in our lives, He does in love and to help us to grow, just as a parent does with her child. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as His children? He said, "My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when He corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those He loves." The love of the Lord is so wonderful. He loves us so much, and He wants His Spirit to fill every area of our life, in every aspect. The pure, unconditional love that comes from the Lord is greater than anything we can even imagine, as that beautiful poem expresses. O wonderful story of deathless love, each child is dear to that heart above. He fights for me when I cannot fight. He comforts me in the gloom of night. He lifts the burden, for He is strong. He stills the sigh and awakens the song. The sorrow that bows me down He bears, and loves and pardons because He cares. Marianne Farningham. Thank you, Jesus, for Your amazing love for each one of us. Thank You for the wonderful riches and the spiritual treasures that You give us, the precious anointing of Your love. Thank You for the great things You have in store for each one of Your children. Thank You that You deign to stoop to come to earth and take on human form because of Your great love for us. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.